Revolutionary protests and protest songs go together like the French Revolution and the Marseillaise, or like the Civil Rights Movement and We Shall Overcome. And this week, we've been sampling the soundtrack of the global wave of protest this year. We've heard from Greece and Russia. And today, the movement that spread across North Africa and the Arabian Peninsula, the Arab Spring. Hani Al-Madoun is here to tell us about what people were and are listening to in Syria, Egypt, and Tunisia. Mr. Al-Madoun has a website called hotarabicmusic.com, and he's here in the studio. Welcome.
Hi.
Let's start with where the Arab Spring began in Tunisia. We're going to hear a song called The President of the Country by El General. رئيس البلاد رئيس البلاد هاني اليوم
نحكي معاك باسمي واسم الشعب الكل اللي عايش في الاعلام 2011. This is a song that came out during the early days of the revolution in Tunisia, and the singer or the rapper behind it, he was put in jail because he had a lot of criticism for the regime and especially for the president.
The longtime president of Tunisia was Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. He was thrown out. Tell me about what El General is rapping here. What's he saying?
He's telling the president, watch your people. They're starving. They are unemployed. They're having a lot of problems. You're turning your back on them. You have to do more to help the people. And it's a very passionate song.
He and other local rappers actually performed at the Carthage Festival.
Correct, yeah. There was a night where this famous Tunisian musician, his name is Lutfi Bouchnak, he's a very well-known composer as well. Due to his history and relationship with the ousted dictator, he was canned and allowed the general and other rappers to have the night for themselves. That was a major turn of events in terms of music and entertainment in that country.
And out in the main drag on the Avenue Bourguiba in the middle of Tunis, would one have heard this music?
Mainly it was the young people who are listening to this music because they have a lot of problems, frustrations. They sort of passed the CD or on a flash drive to their friends. But now this song went mainstream, even though those who in the past have not liked rap or have not liked this style of singing have came into the conversation and say, wow, this is sort of it offered support for a lot of people in the streets who are being shot and tear gassed.
Well, let's move from Tunisia to Cairo, and the band now that we're going to hear performing a song called Leaders Wanted. The band is kind of a pun, the name.
Yes, it's called Kairoki, which is a play on the word Cairo and karaoke. And it's a pretty good band. They've made a big name for themselves since actually Pepsi hired them to do a promotional campaign for them in the past. They used to hire Tamer Hosni and other singers. This time they went with this indie rock band that actually supported the revolution from day one.
Did they get the Pepsi-Cola deal after the revolution?
Yes, after the revolution they released a promo song for Pepsi.
Well, the title of this song, I guess, says much of it, Leaders Wanted. What are they saying? What are some of the lyrics?
Well, they're asking for, like, you know, this is the vacuum of power. Hosni Mubarak left. Now they need a new leader. And they're asking, like, this leader needs to hear from the people. They need to be just. They need to be fairness. And the fact is, they say, if this president crosses the line again and abuses his or her power, we're going to come back to the streets again. It's a pretty mellow song.
We've all been following the tension in Egypt between liberal, more secular groups and the religious parties. I assume this was the music of the more secular groups?
Correct. This was popular by pretty much the liberal groups in Egypt, but the religious ones would have all the Arabic poetry, and they've listened to that. Plus, there is the national anthem as well.
Now, Hani, this is another song that you brought us. It's called Shame. It's from Syria. It's Sami Shoker.
Correct, yes. It is from the local Syrian dialect. It means shame. And it's a strong word. You don't say this word unless there is huge circumstances like what happened in Daraa and the massacres. And he's calling out all the Syrian military and the regime who are slaughtering little children and banning them from milk and shooting little kids for going to get water. This song is pretty special to me because it's an Eastern melody, as opposed to the rock music they played in Egypt and the rap music they played in Tunisia and elsewhere. So for me, this is a special song, and it remains the one and the only song from Syria about Syria condemning the practices of the regime.
Well, thank you for bringing these songs to our program and to our attention. Hani Al-Madoun runs the website hotarabicmusic.com. Thank you.
Thank you.